Rosa on the house. Will you hear us teach the LSU fight song to a Texas A&M Aggie?
You should see the twinkle in his eye, Katie. He is getting such a charge out of this.
Here we go, Katie.
I can imagine.
Come along now.
Like knights of old, let's fight to hold the glory of the purple and gold.
I think it's fun that we had a Texas A&M and could tolerate the LSU fight. Katie, thanks so much for being on the radio with us. And I know that you having to break away as you're prepping to open your farm to the public next weekend is huge. But we just so much appreciate you being part of today's show during the Farm Fresh Hour.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Wouldn't be possible without the good team I've got out there still going. And it actually worked out great that we were able to be part of the Farm Fresh show. Our tagline for our festival, the festival is Farm Fresh Family Fun, and our field trips are Farm Fresh Field Trips. So this sounded like a perfect opportunity for us.
Well, it is a great time to be a pumpkin farmer, don't you have to agree? I mean, everything is pumpkin. Pumpkin lattes, pumpkin cookies, pumpkin pie, pumpkin cake. As a matter of fact, fillyourplate.org has tons of really great recipes.
Last year, I became a big fan of the toasted seasoned pumpkin seeds.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I was just eating those by the handful.
But you didn't want my pumpkin latte.
I don't want pumpkin anything in my coffee. But I'll eat those pumpkin seasoned seeds 3 times a day.
Well, despite that, I do like everything pumpkin and pumpkin spice. So, Katie, I'm going to try to get out there one of the weekends that you guys are open, especially during the fall festival. And so I can see it sounds like you've got some new things since I've been there, because it's been a few years since I've been out. But again, thank you. And that's what I want to highlight for all of our farmers that open their farms to the public, which is huge. We have quite a few. You can be in any county in the state of Arizona and discover that there's a farm to visit. And the best way to do that is to go, thank you for the props earlier, but is to go to fillyourplate.org and look for that searchable database section called Visit a Farm. Rocker 7 Farm Patch is one of the farms in Maricopa County that you can visit. But if you're in Cochise County or you're in Yavapai County, if you put in Yavapai County, and we do it by county because Arizona Farm Bureau is organized around counties. We have 14 of the 15 counties in the state of Arizona. We have 14 active Farm Bureau counties. And so we just like to stay in touch with that. If you plug in Yavapai County, up will pop Mortimer Family Farms. Their agritainment farm is on the old Young Farms, mm-hmm. which a lot of Arizona families are very familiar with. And you know, it's some of these agritainment farms have been open so long that even you and I can remember visiting them. Well, now the next generation can come in terms of the public. And so Arizona is very blessed to have some really unique farms, and Katie and her family with Rocker 7 Farm Patch can, you know, be a testament to that. So we're excited, and that new feature means that it's going to be easier for our Arizona families that go to fillyourplate.org to find a particular farm that they can visit, because that's what makes it, that allows us to make that connection. We always talk about being 3 or 4 generations removed from the farm. Well, we've eliminated that if you go visit the farm.
Well, as a parent and grandparent, just what a wonderful way to spend a day. Get outside, have something to do, something to learn, something to play, a little enjoyment, fresh air. We talked about the corn maze, the hay ride, pick a pumpkin, pet a critter. What a great way.
Yep.
Spend a day. All for $10.
So now how many?
Pet a critter.
A goat or a little donkey? No.
Yeah. Make a farm friend.
Make a farm friend.
I just never heard it that way.
So, Jennifer, how many grandbabies are you going to take next weekend to Rocker 7 Farm Patch?
We're going to take a couple of them. Yeah, we're going to go next Sunday and just enjoy and hang out.
Yeah, so if you see Katie, will you be there?
I will. Yes, of course I will. We'll look forward to that.
We'll be the family of four dressed in LSU purple and gold.
I can't wait. You know, you and I should get together for Thanksgiving.
Yes. Actually, that's the one game Jennifer and I are going to go to. So we'll be there. But Rocker 7 Farm Patch, we're fertilizing young minds through whole family fun farm days. Go out and make a new farm friend. We'll be out there next weekend. Hope to see y'all. Katie, can't thank you enough. You have got to have your calendar absolutely jammed getting ready for this festival. Can't thank you enough for letting Julie talk you into coming on air with us.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit about what we do and the family's history here. Again, I feel like it's something that's a little bit different than probably other generational families. So we appreciate it.
We appreciate you. Thanks a bunch.
Who do we have next month, Julie?
You know, I'm still working on the farmer. I have to get close to the date when it's due because things break so quickly on the farm that one day it's a yes and the next day, oh, you got to find another farmer to bring on the radio.
Well, what's the produce?
Oh, I think we're going to do, I need a double check, but I think it's going to be cotton again because November is when they're in the peak of the harvest.
All right. Well, stay tuned. Romy's broadcasting live from the Saba Show in Tucson. We're going to be talking water with Kinetico.